弟兄姊妹，谁是真正拜父？
Who are the true worshipers?
不是坐飞机到耶路撒冷。
Not those who fly and go to Jerusalem.
也不是到撒玛利亚山。
Not those who go to the Samaria.
你只要来到圣处。
If you come to the depth,
你只要来到这个井的最深的地方
，as long as you come to the depth of the well,
你就碰到活水
，you will touch living water.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗
？Now do you
see? 你就不饥渴了
，no longer do you thirst.
为什么你不饥渴
？Why don't you thirst?
因为现在你能与神面对面
，because now you can face God face to face.
天堂是天堂，因为神在那里
？Heaven is heaven because God is there.
地狱地狱，因为神不在那里
？Hell is hell because God is not.
哪里有神同在，哪里就是天堂
？Wherever there's the presence of God, that is for heaven.
弟兄姊妹，无论我们在哪里，哪里都是天堂。
No matter where we are, it's all heaven.
你生病了
，if you're sick,
是我们的主亲自为你替你铺床。
It is the Lord who makes your bed.
这个床就变成天堂。
And that bed is for heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
这是新约弟兄姊妹。
This is the New Testament.
这个敬拜是新约的敬拜。
This is New Testament worship.
你不要坐飞机到哭墙那里。
No longer do you have to fly to the
world. 哪里都可以祷告。
You can pray anywhere.
哪里都可以敬拜。
You can worship anywhere.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
现在你懂吗
？Now do you understand?
这个才是真实的敬拜。
This is true worship.
为什么
？Why?
因为当初神创造灵的时候
，When you God created the spirit,
你知道吗
？Do you know?
神给我们身体
，God gave us a body,
叫我们对这个世界能有知觉，能有
So that we can have a consciousness.
我说这世界真的
，So we know this world is true.
我的眼睛
，I have eyes.
所以80%的世界我都觉得真的。
So I believe that 80% of this world is real.
我如果眼睛瞎了的话
，If I were blind.
至少还有20%的世界我能够知道。
I still understand 20%.
我可以摸，我可以耳朵听。
I can feel, I can hear with my ears.
所以弟兄姊妹，
我
怎么知道这个世界是真实的
？How do you know that this world earth is true?
因为神给我们的身体。
Because God gave us a body.
这是个 organ， 这是个器官，叫我们能感觉世界的存在。
God gave us this organ so we could be conscious of the existence of this world.
不光如此
，But not only that.
为什么神给我们人格？
Why did God give us a?
为什么我们会爱
？Why do we love?
会恨
？Why do we hate?
会有感觉
？How do we have feeling?
会有思想
？Why do we have thought?
会决定
？Why can we decide?
会选择
？Why can we choose?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
很清楚的
，very clear。
借着我们的思想
，through our thought，
我们的情感。
Through emotion,
和我们的意志
，and through our will，
我们知道我们自己存在。
We know that we exist。
你说我这个人是真的
？You say I am real。
我思故我的，我想，所以我存在。
I am therefore I am。
I think
I think therefore I am。
所以就是你爱，所以你存在。
You love therefore you are。
你恨，所以你存在。
You hate therefore you are。
你想，你意志，你决定，所以你存在。
You think you decide therefore you are。
所以弟兄姊妹，神为我们创造了一个器官。
God created an organ.
这就是我们的魂
And that is our soul.
这就是我们的 personality.
That is our personality.
我们的人格
That is our personality.
借着我们的魂
And through our soul.
我们能感觉我的存在
We can feel our own existence.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
神创造我们的时候
When God created us.
他不只让我们对世界有知觉
Not only did he want us to have consciousness about the world.
他不只让我们对自己有知觉
But not only have consciousness about ourselves.
神要叫我们对神充满了知觉
But he wanted us to also have consciousness of God.
所以你记得吗
Do you remember?
当亚当神创造他的时候
When God created Adam.
神用泥土造野兽，神用泥土造亚当。
God created the animals and God created Adam.
所以我们都是泥土造的。
So we are created from dust.
你洗澡的你可以洗出很多泥土出来。
When you take a bath, you're full of dust.
但是有点不一样。
But there's one difference.
我们和猴子和狮子和动物不一样在哪里
？We're different than monkeys and all the other animals.
就是神就吹气在亚当的鼻孔里面。
Is that God breathed into the nostril of Adam?
我们知道神是个灵。
God is spirit.
结果当他吹气在人的鼻孔里面
When he breathed into the nostril of man
神这个灵就在人的里面就创造了一个器官叫做我们的灵 organ
God's spirit created within us an organ which is called the spirit
结果我们的灵和我们的身体就产生作用了
So then our spirit and our body can work together
这个就是我们的魂
Now that is our soul.
所以 personality 就从那里就产生了。
And that personality comes from that.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
所以我们当然是神所生的。
Of course we are born.
如果神不是吹那口气
，if God did not breathe that breath，
神吹那口气
，but because he breathed，
神是个灵，你看
，God is spirit。
那么所以在人的里面就创造了灵。
So in man there's created a spirit。
所以你看有两个东西很性质是相同的。
So there's two things that their nature are very similar。
你看，所以这个两个可以。 来往的。
Therefore, these two can have a relationship.
这两个真的是来往。
Or else these two cannot speak each other.
大家懂得了。
Now you understand.
为什么到了新约的时候
？Why in the New Testament?
在旧约的时候。
In the Old Testament,
大家都知道吗
？We all know.
自从亚当堕落犯罪以后。
Ever since Adam fell.
你记得神当初对他怎么说
？Do you remember what Jesus said?
你吃这个善恶树的果子必定死。
God said to him, if you eat of this fruit, you shall die.
但是亚当已活了900多岁。
But Adam still lived 900 years.
他没有死啊。
He didn't die.
他的身体是900年后才躺在水里，才躺在坟墓里面的。
His body lay in the tomb only after over 900 years.
你知道吗？有的人在洛杉矶啊，他们去采蘑菇，采羊菇，结果采了毒的蘑菇。
Some people who in Los Angeles went to collect some mushrooms, and they actually collected some poisonous ones.
就有人吃了很多
，and they ate the poisonous mushrooms.
结果最早那个毒攻击的地方，他的肾，他的 kidney.
And the earliest part where that poison attacked is the kidney.
肾没有对付，他的肾就死掉了。
And then very soon that kidney died.
但是是大概一个礼拜以后，他整个的人才躺在坟墓里面。
But it was only after a week that this person was laid to rest.
所以我们知道，当神说你吃那个禁果的日子必定死。
We know that when the Lord said, when you eat of that forbidden fruit, that you shall die.
亚当还活了九百多岁啊。
Adam still lived over 90 years.
而且他的眼睛明亮了。
And his eyes were enlightened.
他马上就知道自己是赤身裸体。
Immediately he knew that he was naked.
是什么意思
？What does that mean？
表示他对自己很有感觉。
It means that he was conscious of it.
本来他穿着光明，他对自己没有感觉。
Before he had no consciousness of himself.
所以吃了上面是果子以后。
But once he ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge,
你看见有个东西 activate。
There was something that got activated.
我们的电脑里面有的东西，你看你如果是 XP 或者上 Windows， 有个东西在 activate 一下，要发动一下。
So there's whether your operating system on the computer, there's some things that activate.
所以也是一样的。
Likewise.
你知道人本来浑浑噩噩的，人本来是糊里糊涂的。
Before man was just
neutral, so everything neutral.
Everything to man was neutral.
他对自己没有感觉的。
He had no feeling to himself.
等他吃了上面树果子以后呢
？But once he ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, he was evil.His eyes were enlightened.
这个眼睛什么眼睛啊
？What are these eyes?
这个眼睛是他与魂的眼睛一样。
These are the eyes of his soul.
你怎么知道呢
？How do you know that?
因为他知道自己赤身露体的。
Because he noticed he was naked.
他对自己有感觉了。
He felt that he felt conscious of himself.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and
sisters， 你知道说这个魂在他里面开始功用了。
You now know that the soul has a function.
所以那天他的魂活泼得很。
So that his soul at that time was functioning very well.
所以我们知道说那天魂也没有。身体也没有死。
We know that that day the soul and the body did not die.
我们读全本圣经知道说。
But we read the whole scripture.
那一天的灵就失去它的功能。
That day the spirit lost its function.
因着人犯罪的。
Because man sinned.
从那一天开始。
From that day on.
人对神失去他的知觉。
God and man
失去他的知觉。
The consciousness was completely separated.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这是不是表示人对神一点认识都没有
？Does that mean that the man has no knowledge of God?
我们举过例子了。
We already gave an example.
如果我眼睛瞎的话
，If my eye is blind,
这个世界80%的我都不知道。
80% of this world, it's lost.
但是20%我还是。
But 20% of this world, I still know.
我还是可以过马路。
I can still cross the road.
我还是可以拿一个导盲犬，然后拿着单子，我还是可以过马路。
I can still cross the road with the blind rod.
这个世界对我还是相当真的，不能是完全的假的。
World is still true.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？当一个人临死的时候
，when the spirit dies，
但是不要忘记
，don't forget，
他的良心神还保留的。
His conscience is still
在灵的里面，你看神保留那个良心。
That conscience is still there.
所以不是说通通死掉了。
It's not that it got completely.
Completely 如果通通死掉的话
，if it were completely dead，
人根本就不会敬拜神了。
Man would not be able to worship.
那为什么有这么多宗教呢
？Why are there so many religions？
为什么人还在那敬拜呢
？Why are people still worshiping？
不要忘记
，don't forget。
你看见吗？在这个时候，在这个时候
，at this time，
你看得很清楚。
It's very clear。
你虽然眼睛瞎了
，even though your eyes are blind，
你还是会过马路的。
You can still cross the road。
有两种过马路方法。
You can cross the road different ways。
一个你过马路完全走错方向的。
One way is to cross the road incorrect。
这是撒玛利亚的敬拜。
And that is the Samaritan worship。
还有一个你的方向是对的。
You can cross the road correct。
还是过了马路。
You cross the road in the right direction。
你和一个迷眼的人，张着眼睛的过马路不一样。
But you cross the road very differently than one can see。
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
他过马路
when he crosses the road,
好像在影子里面过一样
It's as if he's under a shadow
所以弟兄姊妹你明白吗
Do you understand?
不说那是假的
It's not the same
你就过马路
You still cross the road
但是弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
什么时候你才真的过马路呢
When you really cross the road
有一天你眼睛被开启
Your eyes will be enlightened
这就是我们蒙恩的救恩
That is when we are saved
时候将到
And our Savior
是要开我们的眼睛
The Lord is going to open our eyes
现在你敬拜了
Now you worship
不光敬拜的神是对的神
Now you worship not only worship but true God
现在弟兄姊妹当初神创造你的时候
When God originally created you
怎么能对神充满知觉呢
How can you be conscious of God
就是灵嘛
It is the spirit
你碰你在灵的深处敬拜神的时候
In the spirit when you worship him
你看人们的一切都真实
You see it is all true
我问弟兄姊妹
I ask you
你怎么知道这个世界是真的
How do you know this world is true
你怎么知道纽约是真的
How do you know New York is true
你怎么知道 Subway 是真的
How do you know Subway is true
你怎么知道汽车是真的
How do you know car is real
很简单因为主给我们个身体
Because God gave us a body
不要忘记
Don't forget
眼睛可瞎
Eyes can be blind
你对这个世界还有点知觉
But you still have conscience
如果当中什么都没有那这个人就完了
But when you don't have any then the man is
done 这个世界存在和没有存在根本没有两根本完全一样的
Then whether the world exists or doesn't it's the same
弟兄姊妹你懂这个意思吗
Do you understand
当初神创造这个灵就是让我们与他交通的
When God created the spirit it's for us to have fellowship
要让我们对他充满知觉
So that we can be conscious of it
所以借着这个器官
So through this organ
良心有感觉
The conscience has a feeling
然后我们会 intuition 会有直觉
And then we have intuition
然后我们就能敬拜他
Then we can worship him
我们与神有交通
And we can have fellowship
with him 所有人的本能那个敬拜的本能都是从灵里面出发
All the instinct of worship of man begins with the spirit
所以弟兄姊妹 现在你懂了
Now you understand
弟兄姊妹旧约的敬拜
The Old Testament worship
他们敬拜的神是真的
They worship a true God
他们圣殿也是根据神所启示
And the temple is according to the revelation of God. But don't forget.
因为他们的灵已经失去功能了
Because the spirit lost its function.
我们都死在罪恶过犯中
We are dead in our transgressions.
那是这样子是不是他们就不敬拜了呢
Does it mean they don't worship?
撒玛利亚还敬拜
The Samaritans
外邦人还敬拜
Gentiles still worship.
有的人还拜错了拜偶像
Others worship idols.
那但是呢不要忘记你看以色列人就不同了
But the people of Israel are different.
他拜的神是真神
They worship a true God.
问题在这里
But here's the question.
他们身体还在
The body is still
there. 他们的魂还在
The soul is still there.
所以怎么办呢现在如果你要敬拜神
If you are to worship God
那么你就要用外面的身体在那里拜了
You have to worship outwardly
或者你要鼓掌
Or you clap
或者你要欢呼了
Or you rejoice
你要把鼓拿来
Or you bring the drum
你要把那乐器拿来
You bring all the musical
那样才能帮助我们好像我们可以靠近神一点
That can help us to draw closer to God
因为灵死了所以你还是很远很远的
Because the spirit is dead You're very distant from God
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你看见吗
Do you see that
这个就是旧约
That's the Old Testament
外邦的敬拜更糟糕了
The Gentile worship is worse
你如果去读圣经的话
If you read the scripture
那些拜偶像的人
Those who worship idols
那么你看他们觉得神没有离开他们很远呢
They believe that God is not far
结果他们用刀刺自己的身体
They use the knife and they cut themselves
他们用这样的话就没有引起神的注意
They believe that then God will pay attention
所以你看很多敬拜一定都是五体投地都是复制敬拜
So many worship is a worship of bowing down
为什么
Why
这是能做最好的
This is the best that man
can do 你看见吗你现在要敬拜神你现在不能靠近神你眼睛瞎了嘛
You cannot draw nigh to God because you're blind
那你根本对神没有真的认识
You don't really know who God is
你不能不敬拜
But you cannot
所以就产生了两种的敬拜
So you have two different worship
一个是撒玛利亚的敬拜
One is Samaritan worship
一个是摩利亚山上的
One is the worship of Mount Moriah
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
一个真的一个是假的
One is true, one is false
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
在旧约最大的悲哀是什么
The greatest tragedy in the New Testament
感谢神
Thank God.
他们终于敬拜了，也有圣殿，但是不要忘记。
They finally worship. They have the temple.
这些敬拜不过是婴儿的敬拜。
But this worship in the Old Testament is but a shadow.
弟兄姊妹，好像瞎子过马路一样。
It's as if the blind crossing the road.
他们仍旧敬拜神。
They did worship in
Jesus. 你想想看。
But think about it.
如果有一天这个瞎子眼睛被开启了。
Once if the blind finally can see.
他可以过马路了。
He can cross the road.
你看这个世界对他多么可爱。
This world becomes so lovely.
你看，如果我们灵活过来了。
If our Spirit is revived.
我们怎么借着我们身体知道这个世界是真的
？How we know through our body that this world is real?
我们借着灵，我们要知道神是真的。
We also know from the spirit how God is real.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers,
你看见很多人年纪大了，大概九十岁，慢慢记性不行了。
Many people who are old in their 90s, their mind goes.
但你要祷告。
Many, but you listen.
你要不安静的祷告。
The prayers during the worship.
就是一句话。
A couple of words.
叫你觉得主的同在。
You feel God's presence.
他们外面的一天毁坏一天。
Their outer body keeps deteriorating.
但他们里面的灵。
But the spirit inside.
他们一天毁心思一天。
More and more as you
say. 他们仍是能够赞美。
They continue to worship.
仍是能够敬拜。
Continue to pray.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
很可惜。
Sad.
为什么今天敬拜变成一个失落的艺术呢？
Why is worship today a lost art?
因为今天许多人不知道灵和魂到底有什么分别。
Because today there's no differentiation between spirit or soul.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
许多时候你看见因为人不知道在灵里面敬拜的缘故。
Because man today doesn't know that needs to worship from the spirit.
需要外面的帮助。
They need outward help.
首先需要个大的建筑物。
First you need a big building.
那个建筑一定很高很大。
It has to be a huge
有一种建筑叫你看，你立刻想到天堂。
And when you think about it, you can think exactly.
哦，你看到那个窗子，每个窗子就叫你想到天堂。
And whenever you look at the window panes, you'll see a.
你需要用外面来帮助你。
You need outward help.
弟兄姊妹，这证明什么？
那这是
证明人。证明人已经人证明人根本不在灵里面。
It proves that man is no longer in the spirit.
不光这样
，Not only that，
人需要用外面的音乐来帮助。
God needs to man needs to
用鼓来帮助
，drums
用音乐来帮助
，musical instrument
弟兄姊妹，这样你就能敬拜了。
Then you can worship。
有人说你看旧约不是这样吗
？Some say don't is it the
old testament？ 诗篇一百五十篇不是这样吗
？Psalm 150 isn't that？
你看发生的话吗
？Isn't it God？
以色列人不是敬拜神吗
？The people of Israel。
哪里有牵羊来吗？
直接得飞到这，
然后在圣殿里面去吗？
得 go to the temple。
还有用这个乐器吗？
得要 use this musical。
如果他们能用，为什么我们不能用呢
？Can you use? Why can't we use?
忘记了。
You forgot。
时候将到，如今就是。
And now is coming, and now is。
这个时候旧约不一样的。
Now the Old Testament is
coming。我把教会带到旧约里面。
How do we take the church to the Old Testament？
这是基本的认识啊。
This is a basic
knowledge。这是方法的问题。
It is not a method。
你看见吗？新约的特点在哪里？
你
认做的才是外面做的不是。
What is done inside is real. What not is done outside is not real.
所以在旧约在里，所有都是外面的。
In the Old Testament, everything is outward.
但是主怎么说呢？
But the Word of God says,
心灵和诚实拜他。
Worship Him in spirit and in truth.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
神是个灵。
God is spirit.
神在我们里面创造了灵。
God created in us a spirit.
你看这两个是相同的。
These spirit are the same.
所以你看就可以来往了。
They can have communication.
然后呢，这个时候你看见你就能够一个。来往你就能认识神了。
And because they have a relationship with real God.
我举个例子。
Let me give an example.
如果这里有电的话。
If there is a
tree, 怎么把电引过来
？How do you draw the electricity?
你说我拿个木头行不行
？You say I've got a piece of wood.
你拿个木头。
Take a piece of wood.
这是电。
And that's
the electricity. 你过来过去电不过来的。
You touch it, nothing comes over.
电不过来的话
，If the electricity
你就没有来往。
Then you don't have the electricity.
你电就没有认识。
And you don't know the electricity.
但如果你拿个铁丝或者铜丝的话
，But if you take a brass wire.
那铜丝什么意思？
If you take a bronze wire，
但是那里面有很多电子跑来跑去的。
If you take a copper wire， you're going to see many electrons inside the wire
running around， 它跑来跑去的。那么但是那个电源呢，里面有很多电子的。
And the source of the electricity also has electrons。
所以你看，你们这里有电子，这里有电子。
You have electrons in both places。
神是个灵
，God is spirit。
那神在我们里面创造了灵。
And God created in us a spirit。
所以电子你只有用灵才能碰到这个灵。
Only with spirit can you touch spirit。
你只能用铜。是才能碰到铁。
Only with the copper wire can you touch
it. 很多人说，哎呀，我碰到这个电源了，碰到电源了，结果不出电的。
Many times you touch electricity, there's no electric shock.
对不对？你看见了，从来就不出电的。
There's no electric
shock. 你根本这个木根本不投不能传电。
Because you're using wood and it doesn't transfer the.
你用我们的身体，用我们的魂来想进入，你根本不能。
If we want to draw close to God with our body and our soul, it's impossible.
所以电怎么是没有效的
？It's no use.
是没有结果。
There's no result.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看你新约是个何等的时代。
The New Testament is now.
本来是模模糊糊的。
Before it was not clear.
现在是真实的。
Now it is true.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗
？Now this
因为这个缘故
，because of this，
像旧约
，In the Old Testament，
我再说，他们敬拜的神是真的。
They worship the true God.
但是他们是在隐而的敬拜。
But they worship under shadow.
我们进了何等的缘。
Today we are such a people.
现在我们只要让活水进到。我们的经历
We just need to allow the living water to enter into the well.
我们只要来到水的深处
We come to the depths of the water.
用我们的心灵
through our spirit,
用我们的诚实
through truth,
我们最终的来到神的面前
we bring the truth real to God,
结果我们就带到他了
and then we are able to worship him,
我们就和他有亲密的交通
we can have sweet fellowship,
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
无论是旧约的敬拜
whether the Old Testament,
无论是撒玛利亚的敬拜
Samaritan worship,
你看他们拜是不他们没有拜到神
they worship but they did not reach God,
弟兄姊妹你知道吗有的人吃东西你就吃到了
many times you eat something you feel like you didn't get it,
吃要吃到才行
you have to get
eat
you have to arrive at that worship
有的人敬拜没有敬拜到啊
many people worship but they don't
want that worship 你方法不对啊
because the method is wrong
有的时候我们常说、啊、这个东西怎么吃啊
many times you say how do we eat this
有小朋友就说他说我没有嘴巴吃啊
the child will say we eat with the mouth
你不要弄错了这句话很有智慧的
there's much wisdom in that
这个因为太平常我们反而觉得很奇怪吃了嘴巴吃啊
of course we eat with our mouth
所以就怎么你怎么亲近神呢
how do you draw nigh to God
我们的嘴巴
What is our mouth?
不是肉体的嘴巴
It is not a fleshly mouth.
看见我们乃是灵的深处有个嘴巴
In the spirit there is a mouth.
这样你就吃进去了
Then you can eat it.
这样就能与神有来往
Then you can have a relationship.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
这叫做什么呢
What does it say?
这个叫做新约的敬拜
This is called New Testament worship.
所以但愿主开我们的眼
May the Lord open our ears.
给我们开眼 给我们开眼
That we might see.
这就是神在今天所要的敬拜
This isThe worship that God wants today.
不过非常的可惜
But sadly,
你如果读教会的历史
If you read the history of the church,
你就知道教会的敬拜应该和旧约的敬拜和撒玛利亚敬拜不一样的
The church, worship of the church should be different than the Samaritan worship.
但是你读到启示录
But when you read Revelation,
你记不记得
Do you remember?
有七个教会有两个教会有五个教会都需要悔改的
There's of the seven churches,Five churches had to repent.
那两个教会不需要悔改。
Two churches did not have.
你说人怎么
？Why?
两个教会都有犹太人。
All those two churches had Jewish people.
所以圣经说那撒旦一会的
，those of the soul of Satan.
那不要忘记撒旦一会那个会在中文听不看不清，在原文是 synagogue of Satan.
这
是撒旦的会堂。
Those are of the synagogue of Satan.
这句话太重了，会不会？
Could it be very harsh word?
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
如果你知道教会的戏剧
，if you know the nature of the
church, 新酒一定要装在新皮带。
You know that new wine has to be put in new wine.
教徒倒是犹太教。
The old wineskin is Judaism.
你知道当初有一班圣，有一班的使徒，他们弄错，他们就把新酒装在旧皮带里。
Remember certain apostles who put old wine in new wineskin.
你看有一个使徒就是雅各。
Remember that one of the apostles was saying,
他很高兴，他告诉保罗说
，He told Paul,
你看信徒有多少万呢
？He look, there are thousands, thousands of new believers.
这句话好的不得了。
This is a great word.
下面一句话听不下去。
But then there's one word that was
go, go, 都为律法热心。
And all of them were zealous for the law.
这是基督教，这是教会还是犹太教
？Is this the church or is this Judaism?
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看教会难处在哪里
？Where's the problem with the
教会有点危险
？There's a danger.
如果不小心的话
，If you're not careful,
它很容易。就回到犹太教
Very easily return back to Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故
，For this reason.
你看，讲到士门拿的教会
，When you speak of the Church of Smyrna.
讲到腓立特的教会
，And the Church of Philadelphia.
你看，你看的难处是什么
？What was the difficulty?
难处在教会里面，你看你犹太教的东西。
That in the church there was the Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
现在很清楚了
，Very clear.
如果你看整个教会经历的历史
，If you see the church history.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
有一件是很稀奇的。
Something very interesting.
你觉得第一个世纪如此，现在还是如此
？Whether in the first century or now.
你记不记得第一个世纪
？Do you remember the first century?
这个保罗到了耶路撒冷
，Paul arrived in Jerusalem.
那么现在这个什么？现在雅各告诉你看，有几万人都守律法呀、啊、
？And James is saying, look how many are zealous for the law.
那现在他说，我告诉你一个办法。
He says, I'll give you one way.
这里有人要去献祭，你跟他们去献祭。
There's those who are going to go sacrifice.
你只要妥协一下就好了 ，compromise 就好了
，compromise a little bit, it'll be fine.
结果他正在等祭司献。
And as he was waiting for the priest to offer the sacrifice,
你神等不下去了。
God cannot wait.
这一神不能再忍耐。
God can no longer wait.
神再忍耐的话
，If God were to be patient,
就只有犹太教就没有基督教。
You would forget about Christianity. There would only be Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见了
？So do you see?
这个时候神就要监禁保罗的。
And God handcuffed Paul.
否则的话。
你看刘
保罗那个讲原则的人
then Paul who was a principled man
他已经糊涂他已经妥协了
he was also compromised
所以你看见吗
do you see that
人就是习惯的动物人就是 traditional 传统的动物
man is a man are people of habit
人总是根据传统
they always follow their tradition
最简单
Very easy.
你根据传统不是该必须要根据圣灵不要根据圣灵
If you follow tradition, you don't have to follow the spirit
根据圣灵好像不容易的
When you follow spirit, you
have to carry
your cross You have to carry your cross
传统很简单
But tradition is easy
老祖父怎么做祖父怎么做你照样做就可以
How the forefathers did, I will do the same
所以弟兄怎么今天叫我的敬拜很多就这样敬拜
And today's worship is just like that
你不要来读约翰福音第四章你只要看看历史上怎么敬拜的就可以
You don't need to read John chapter 4 Just look how they worship in tradition
你如果仔细来看整部教会的历史
If you carefully look at the church history
弟兄姊妹你发现说这个敬拜是新约的敬拜吗
This worship is a true New Testament worship
所以因为这个缘故
For this reason
我里面有一个很重很重的负担
I have a very heavy burden
我觉得今天大家注意都是外面的
Today I feel people just pay attention
教会可不可以鼓可不可以热闹一点可不可以这样的可不可以那样的
Is it possible to have drum? Can it be more exciting?
弟兄姊妹
sister,
不是这些问题
It's not that.
问题是今天我们的敬拜是什么样的敬拜
What kind of worship is our worship today?
你看见约翰老早就知道了
John knew
圣灵老早就知道了
The Holy Spirit knew
你看你有一天教会会把敬拜的艺术完全的丢掉了
One day the church was going to throw away the art of worship
所以弟兄姊妹因为这个缘故
For this reason
当你翻开历史的时候
When you turn around, turn over the history
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
无论在教会黑暗的时候
No matter in the dark ages of the church
就是后来马丁路德跟加尔文出来改革以后
And even after the Reformation With the Calvin and Luther.
神的确做了荣耀的工作。
God did a glorious work.
神的确把一般神的儿女带回到新约的敬拜。
God brought many of the children of God back to New Testament worship.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But don't forget.
如果整个的历史是一百分的话。
If you have all of history 100 points.
只有大概一分。那这么长的时间只有一分的时间。有一般人是回到新约的敬拜。
Only 1% of that time did somebody go back, did they go back to New Testament worship?
弟兄姊妹，那个原因在什么地方
？What's the reason?
很清楚的。
Very clear.
因为所谓旧约的敬拜
，Old Testament worship，
在主耶稣那个时候
，At the time of Jesus，
是指两种的敬拜说的。
It spoke of two different worship.
一个是圣殿的敬拜
，One is the worship of the temple.
还有一个以色列被掳到巴比伦以后
，After the children of Israel were taken captive to Babylon，
那是会堂的敬拜。
It's the worship of the synagogue.
那弟兄姊妹。很稀奇
Very
今天你来看整个教会这个敬拜的历史
When you look at the history of worship in the church history
稀奇的很
It's amazing
为什么人不羡慕新约的敬拜
Why don't people like the church
为什么人喜欢回到旧约的敬拜
Why do they like to go back to the Old Testament
这个稀奇的很
It's quite amazing
在最早大家都擘饼纪念主的时候
At the very beginning when they broke bread
桌子上摆着饼和灯是不是
You saw the bread and the cup right
然后他们说一定有一个人祝福这个饼和
And they say somebody has to bless the bread and cup.
那如果这是这个饼和杯的话
，and you bless the bread and cup.
这个杯代表基督的血，饼代表基督的身体。
You see, the body represents the bread represents the body of Christ, and the cup the blood.
这好像 sacrifice 一样，对不对
？It's just like a sacrifice.
你们听得不清楚呢？那如果有人祝福的话
，if somebody blesses it,
是不是好像一个人把祭物摆在神面前一样
？Is it like putting an offering before God?
Sacrifice before. 那么好，那么这个人是谁呢
？Who is this person?
这个人就是 priest 嘛。
This is a priest.
在教会黑暗时期的时候
，So in the dark ages，
那些圣产阶级，你叫他们叫他 priest，
you call those people priests，
很清楚的，这就是 priest 怎么来了来的
，That is how priests keep being。
那么好了，那么这个桌子上摆的是饼和杯子
，And on the table you have bread and the cup， right？
那么现在如果用桌子来摆饼和杯的话
，If you use a table for the bread and cup，
如果饼和杯是代表一个 sacrifice， 代表个祭物
，If the bread and cup represent a sacrifice，
那么这个桌子不就变成祭坛了吗
？Then is this table not an altar？
所以弟兄姊妹。
Not only does it become an altar,
你这个附近就不是变成圣所呢
？Sanctuary, aren't you surrounded by a sanctuary?
而整个礼拜堂不就变成圣殿了吗
？And isn't this whole church becoming a temple?
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？You understand?
旧约有圣殿
，Old Testament of the
sanctuary， 教会也有圣殿
，And the church also has a
教会有祭司
，The church has a priest.
你看到了礼拜天，到底 饼的时候，你看有祭物。
And the breaking of the bread, you have a sacrifice.
然后你看有祭坛。
And then you have an altar.
大家来到圣所。
And you come to the temple.
你来到了礼拜堂的会所，就变成圣殿了。
You come to the holy place, and now you come to the temple.
弟兄姊妹。
But then, sir,
you 看教会黑暗时期的时候。
Look at the dark ages of the
church. 那个历史是不是真的历史？
Isn't that the history?
很清楚的。
It's very clear.
这为什么？怎么在教会里面有祭司，有犹太教的东西？
That's why in the church you have priests and the Judaism.
很简单的。
Very easy.
这个敬拜那是旧约的敬拜。
This worship is Old Testament.
所以就这个教会充满教会那个刚黑暗就这个样子的。
And during the dark ages of the church, that was the condition.
等到马丁路德起来了。
When Martin Luther rose.
等到加尔文起来了。
When Calvin arose.
那他们两个感觉有点不同。
Their feeling was different.
马丁路德说，凡是圣经没有禁止的，我们还是可以用。
Martin Luther said, whatever the Bible did not prohibit, we can still have.
加尔文说，圣经没有的，我们一定不要。
But Calvin said, whatever is not in the Bible, we don't want
it. 你看他们有一点的不同。
But they were a little different.
到了路德会，到了马丁路德起来的时候。
When Martin Luther arose,
他们的确相信没有教皇，没有祭司，这些都没有了。
They believed that there was no pope, no priest.
不过他祭坛还是保留的。
But they still kept the altar.
蜡烛还是保留的。
They still kept the candles.
你看圣服还是保留的。
They still kept the holy garment.
圣经没有说这些没有啊。
The Bible doesn't say it. So,
所以你看后来这个敬拜就变成路德会的敬拜。
So then this worship became a Lutheran worship.
所以你看路德会的敬拜很多地方很像这个就黑暗时候的敬拜。
So the Lutheran worship today, you can see it's very much like the Dark Ages.
加尔文就不同了。
Calvin was different.
加尔文真的回到圣经。
Calvin truly went back to the Bible.
所以你读加尔文的东西。
If you read the writings of Calvin,
他每次想起这个黑暗的时候，那个所有的敬拜。他说这个通通不是圣经的东西。
Every time he thinks of the dark ages of the church, he says this is not of the Bible.
我都不敢引他的话，他的用语是非常非常重的。
I dare not use his words because they were very harsh.
所以你看见吗？他觉得要回到圣经，一定要完完全全才可以。
So he said to go back to the Bible, we need to go back 100%.
所以什么都没有了。
So he took away everything.
只剩下一样东西。
One thing was
not. 你到今天的长老会，你还可以看得见的。
When you go, if you go to Presbyterian church,
就是在墙壁上还有一块石板，上面有十条诫命的。
So on the wall, you still see the Ten Commandments on the tablet.
其他什么都没有了。
Everything else is gone.
也没有这个坛，也没有什么都没有。
No table, altar, nothing.
主是最重要的，主的自己的话。
And on the wall, still the most important is God's word.
所以弟兄姊妹很稀奇啊。
It's amazing.
最早最早的时候。
At the very early days.
真是在圣灵里面的敬拜。
It was a worship in the spirit.
但是你看你人就是这样。
But man is such.
没有多久以后。
Afterwards.
你看你又回到从前去。
They return to the past.
就慢慢慢慢的。没有礼撒没有的
，so there was no more mass.
现在没有圣殿
，and no more holy,
没有祭司
，no more priest.
但是他们有神的话
，but they still have God's word.
弟兄姊妹，等到以色列被掳的时候
，when the children of Israel,
他们在被掳地方没有圣殿
，when they were captive, there was no,
也没有献祭
，they couldn't sacrifice.
在他们聚会的时候
，when they gathered together,
他们十个人在会堂聚会的时候
，when 10 of them gathered in the synagogue,
他们只读神的话
，they just read God's word.
看见吗？但虽然如此
，even though
他们的敬拜有一定的仪式的
，but they had a ritual in their worship.
那么稀奇的很。你看见等到教会改革了，等到你看见马丁路德起来改革以后
，So after the Reformation, when Martin Luther rose up,
慢慢慢慢教会敬拜的模式变成什么样的模式呢
？Slowly, slowly, what was the form of worship?
那个模式慢慢就变成会堂的模式。
The form of worship became worship of the synagogue.
所以还是犹太教的，你看见
still from Judaism.
很稀奇的
，It's quite amazing.
在灵里、心灵里和真实敬拜
，In this worship of spirit and truth,
那就是在圣灵里敬拜呀。
It was spirit worship and spirit.
圣灵像风一样啊
，The spirit is like the wind，
风的时间一直吹的
，It blows wherever，
我们不知道它怎么吹或者怎么吹的
，Can't see where it is，
你不可能有个 program 的
，You shouldn't have a program，
你不能有个 liturgy， 你不能有一个仪式
，How do you have a liturgy？
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你回到会堂里面去
，If you go back to the synagogue，
他们就告诉你说，如果你要在那里敬拜的话
，If you want to worship there，
那么你就应该有很多很多的仪式的。
You have a lot of rituals。
那么简单的来说
，simple，
那么是祷告那一部分。
Once you pray，
你看见它就有18个祷告。
There are 18 different prayers。
那个祷告你都需要背的。
And you have to memorize。
然后呢，赞美的时候大家都要喊 Amen 的。
When you worship, you have to say Amen。
那么我们要问，这个模式从哪里来的
？You say, where did this one come from？
这个模式就是从 这个会堂来的。
This form came from the synagogue.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你不管怎么样，回过头去看
，whenever you look back，
你觉得很稀奇
，you will be amazed，
非常的稀奇
，quite amazed。
结果你看见的时候，居然教会。今天的敬拜回到旧约里面去。
This worship of the church now goes back to the Old Testament.
你知道后来在英国。
In the England.
你知道英国是国家教会。
England is the Church of England.
那英国国家的敬会很像天主教的。
Church of England is very much like the Catholic.
所以后来有一帮人他们离开了。
So certain people left.
他们为了真理就离开了。
For the truth they left.
所以他们称为 free churches. 他们称为自由的教会。
So they call themselves a free church.
那这里面有浸信会。
You have Baptist.
有公理中 congregation.
You have congregational.
然后有美裔美会或者是卫理公会。美美会
you have Wesleyan.
所以
Wesleyan.
你知道这些都是 free churches.
These are all free churches.
当他们开始的时候
at the very beginning,
他们真的回到了新约的敬拜，一点都没有错。
They returned back to the New Testament worship.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看人就是很容易回到那里去。
But man can easily turn back.
所以弟兄姊妹
brother and sister,
回到旧约的敬拜
when you return back to the Old Testament,
那是机械的敬拜 mechanical.
It is a mechanical worship.
这个有公式的。
There's a type of form.
然后有一个 liturgy， 有一个仪式的。
There's a liturgy.
有一个 program， 有程序的。
There's a program.
弟兄姊妹，你连祷告都不需要。
You don't even have to pray.
你不需要让风吹着，雨是吹的。
You don't have to allow the wind to blow anywhere.
你要把程序写下来。
You just have to write a program.
大家就敬拜。
And then people can worship.
我请问大家
，I ask you，
这个在灵里和真实敬拜吗
？Is this worshiping spirit?
所以你看，你教会到一个时候就走到这个样子去了。
So that is the church arrived at that point.
所以这。最后我举一个实在的例子
I'll give you a final true example
他们有人专门研究这个历史
Many people examine history
有一个人就写了一本书叫做 Worship
Somebody wrote a word named Worship
那这个作者是很有名的作者叫 Evelyn Underhill 他是个非常有名的作者
The author is Evelyn Underhill
他对奥秘派有很深很深的研究
They did much studies on mysticism
我从来没有看见一本书讲教会中近代历史像这本书一样
I've never read a book that spoke of church history worship as this
我希望大家如果可能你们尽可能读尤其教会中你们带领弟兄姊妹一定要读这本书
If especially the leaders of the church please read this book
你们到 website 去很容易找到这本书
It's very easy to find this book
而且 不是很贵的
It's not very expensive
但这个实在是值得的
It's worth it
你如果好好把它读过的话
If you read this book
你就知道说教会历史里面后来怎么改变的这个为什么有 这许许多多不同敬拜的情
You see why there are different conditions of worship throughout history
但是很稀奇
But quite amazing
圣灵一直做一个工作
The Spirit did one work
就是要把我们带回到新约的敬拜
It's to bring us back to New Testament worship
很稀奇
But amazing
仇敌总是把我们带回到旧约
The enemy always brings us back to the Old Testament
弟兄姊妹稀奇的很
Quite amazing.
那现在我读一段话给大家听。
Let me read a passage.
你知道他们这个姊妹，当她研究到后来 free church， 就这些人，他们应该是被主兴起来的一般的人。
When she talked about the free church，
那么然后呢，他们又回到什么？又回到从前那些。榜样里面去了
and they returned back to the old ways methods of worship
所以你知道有一个专家叫做 Dr. Micklin 他说过这样的话
and there's a person named Dr. Micklin who said
他说后来啊这是 free church 他们的敬拜的方式啊
he said that the churchmen of today
又回到从前去了
have returned to the old way
为什么呢
how
因为这些 free church 他们母亲啊是 Church of England 是安利干会
Because why? Because all these free churches, his mother is the Church of England.
这是母亲。
That's the mother.
那 grandmother, 她的祖母呢
And who is the grandmother?
她的祖母 the Church of Rome, 是罗马的教会。
The grandmother is the Church of Rome.
那是天主教来说的。
It speaks of Catholicism.
那她的曾祖母呢
And what about the great-grandmother?
Great-grandmother 是谁呢
Is who?
Jewish synagogue
is the Jewish synagogue.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你懂了。
Now you understand.
我讲这个 free church.
This I'm talking about free church.
我讲 Catholic.
我不在讲。
我不是
talking about Catholic.
我也不是讲 Church of England.
I'm not speaking of the Church of England.
弟兄姊妹，你如果看那些的敬拜的话
，If you see that worship,
你根本就回到犹太教去了。
You're returning back.
那个敬拜是圣殿的敬拜。
That is a synagogue worship.
但是稀奇的很。
Quite amazing.
你看得很清楚，很清楚。
Very clearly.
主的话告诉我们说。
The Lord's word said.
不在这个山上，也不在那。
Not on this mountain, nor on this mountain.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们要来到主面前。
We have to come before the Lord.
我们要给求主开我们的眼睛。
We ask him to open up our eyes.
今天有一帮人他们要敬拜。
There's a group of people who want to worship.
那么这个已经是另外的了。
This is so exciting.
那这种敬拜在这本书里面没有的。
This worship is not found in this book.
那么现在你看到处都有这样的敬拜。
Now you have all this type of worship.
非常的热闹。
It's very exciting.
他说我们要让这个大卫倒塌的帐幕再把它扶起来。
We want to resurrect the fallen tent of David.
所以你看见他们把鼓带来了，把乐器，把什么都带来了。
They bring all the musical instruments, drums, etc.
他说我们这样做就把大卫把他的帐幕就。
Then we can revive the fallen temple, fallen tent of David.
弟兄姊妹，现在你懂吗？
Now do you understand?
旧约的敬拜特点还不是方式的。
Old Testament, their specialty isn't just the form.
不光是这样。
Not only.
要紧的在哪里？
The most important.
要紧的它是影子的敬拜。
It is a worship of shadow worship.
那个时候没有办法。
Before they couldn't do it.
因为那个音乐活过来。
Because the spirit wasn't alive.
因为还没有来到。
Jesus hadn't arrived.
你只剩下你的身体和你的魂是活的。
You only had your body and your soul that were alive.
你用你的身体。
So of course you use your body.
当然用你的魂。
Of course you use your soul.
稀奇不稀奇？
But isn't that amazing?
敬拜在旧约有这个字，在新约有一个字。
The worship, there's one word in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament.
旧约讲的敬拜那个字啊，希伯来字。
Worship in the Hebrew.
主要就是匍匐在地上
，means to bow down，
那和身体就讲了身体的
，it speaks of the body，
但是很稀奇，圣经原文告诉我们
，but those who understand the
在新约里面的敬拜
，the word worship in the New
Testament，that
word
就和身体发生很少的关系
，has very little to do with the body，
所以弟兄姊妹
，brother sister，
以时候将到
，an hour is coming，
如今就是
，and now is，
如果我们眼睛真的被开
，if our eyes are open，
如果我们真的里面已经
If I, we are revived inside,
弟兄姊妹
brother and sister,
你有眼睛不用。
If you have no eyes,
你不是个瞎子。
You are not blind.
所以结果眼睛开启了。
And your eyes are open.
你过马路，你还是用个门挡蒙起。
When you cross the road, you still use that rod.
还是拿个扳子。
You still use that rod.
还是用摸的。
You still touch.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是很可怜的光景
？Isn't this a sad situation?
所以现在有的灵跟魂都不分了。
Today, people don't separate their soul and spirit.
他们把魂的兴奋都带着什么，就告诉我们这个人在灵里面。
They bring the excitement of the soul into the spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹。我们不要忘记
Let us not forget
十字架工作是要叫灵和魂分开
The work of the cross is to separate the soul and spirit
这样才能把我们带到真实的敬拜
Then we can enter into true worship
人来到这里
When man comes here
觉得在地好像在天
It's as if he's in, on heaven even though on earth
所以弟兄姊妹如果我们明白这个的话
If we understand it
有许多问题都解决了
Many problems are solved
有的人说为什么我们这里这个样子别人都不是这样子吗
Some people say why are we like this and others aren't
别人不是热闹的很吗
Aren't others very excited
不是鼓掌吗
Don't they clap a lot
不是呐喊吗
Don't they call out a lot
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
不错
Yes
如果从圣灵开始
If it begins with the Holy Spirit
有一天你喊你应该喊
And one day if you are to shout
你大声可以大声
You can be loud
是从里面到外面
But it comes from within
不是外面做到里面
It's not from outside to within
所以弟兄姊妹你看见
You see that
这个缘故
For this reason
到了新约的时候
In the New Testament
我们眼睛都开启
Our eyes are open
感谢神
Thank God
这个主在十字架上
Because of his work on the cross,
他从死里复活
he resurrected from the
dead. 圣灵重生了我们的灵
and our, the Holy Spirit has reborn.
我们 born again.
So we are born again.
每次讲到 being born again,
we speak of being born again.
这叫我们的灵已经死了
It speaks of our spirit being dead.
现在又生又活起来又 be born again.
And it is born again.
弟兄姊妹
brother,
现在圣灵进到我们的灵里面
The Holy Spirit enters into our spirit.
感谢主
Thank God.
现在我们不在影子里面过日子
No longer are we under shadow.
我们的敬拜乃是真正的敬拜
Our worship is true worship
那么神乃是找真正敬拜他
God is seeking true worshipers
弟兄姊妹感谢主
Thank you
我想今天晚上的话我们就说到这里
We'll speak his wisdom to you
明天晚上我们还要有最后的话明天早上
Tomorrow morning we will have a further
我们还有最后的话
We have a further
我们要继续来看
We will continue to
see
what we have
到底新约的敬拜是怎样的敬拜
What is the New Testament worship
我在今天晚上我借了好几